Vayter in Chas. Remember, Babasa Daf Gimel, picking up at the very top of the page, top line, a third word. Now, we were discussing the concept of is Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or not? Depends how we understand the very first Mishnah. When the very first Mishnah starts off by saying that Hashutfen Shirotzu Lasas Mechitza Bechatzer. How do you understand the word mechitza? What does it mean? How do you explain it? If it means a wall, if you want to make a wall, then we're going to say lav shmei hezek, because if you want to make a wall, then it says ratzu. But if it means a split, right, then we would say it is shmei hezek. And yesterday we had six questions on the sheet of lav shmei hezek showing, yes, it is shmei hezek. And we came out that five of the six of them were exceptions to show that, and then we would say that even one who says lav shmei hezek will be maskim. These five cases that they are shmei hezek. What were they? If it's in your gina, or it's in your, number one, number two in the house, number three with a wall that came down, number four a gag next to a chatzer, number five as a zeka derabim. Now we ultimately came out that our mishnah mechitza equals wall, therefore hezek ria lav shmei hezek. Now the Gemara wants to give a noob shot, which is going to sound familiar because it very we kind of touched upon it even on yesterday. So says Gemara, Lishna Achrina, Lishna Achrina. Savrua, they were told, my mechitza, what is your mechitza? It means pelokta. It means that you're going to go and you're splitting it up. Pasuk says, in Bamidbar, it says that, not Parshat Bamidbar, in Sefer Bamidbar, that, and the division of the congregation, etc., but we say the word means actual split and division. Now, says Gemara, the cave in the Ratsu, and since they're maskim to go down, split it up, even though, right, they didn't say they can build any wall, in that case, bonin is a kosav al karchan, now we go out and we build the wall against their will. Rashi says, shalavonim, it's got to be like a real wall. Rashi says, kiven the Ratsu lachluk, lakom and parach, my iria Ratsu, I feel loratsu, harehin yuchon lachuf, that's it, they can go and they can force one another, but we're going to see momentarily. Alma, what do you see from here? Kum tachos in land, that Alma has zigriya, shmei hezik, that it actually is considered hezek. Now the Gemara asks, now hold on 1 second. Ema, my mechitza, guda. But maybe we should say mechitza means guda. The time we went to Nebraisa, mechitza is hakerem shinif. For two, they have a vineyard wall that goes and it breaks down. Omer lo gedor, it's the owner of this field. Can you say the guy owns the vineyard? Because you can't have this kili hakerem here, right? Of having the vineyard going mixing with your wheat. He could say, bro, you got to build it up. Nif itself, let's say he fixes it and then it breaks again. Omer lo gedor, he goes and says, hey, fix it up. The says, shemen of lo gadjer, if he gave up hope, he's going to forget this thing. He doesn't decide to build it up. And now they go and they grow together. What happens, there is a kidesh, it actually goes in and it messes it up, it makes it into kilayim, and v'chai b'chusha is to go and he has to pay up. Okay, so v'taima, the reason why we can say now that they have to go and build the walls is because deratsu, they decided they agreed to go do such a thing. Ha, lo ratsu, but if they didn't agree to do it, then ein mechayivim so, it can't be mechayivim to do it. Alma must be kum techarai, alma has agreed lav shmei hezek. It must be that it's not shmei hezek, because if it was shmei hezek, then once they divide to go ahead and split it up, then they can go ahead and they can force it to go ahead and build such a thing. So we see it's lav shmei hezek. Now we have our grammar issue, the same issue we had yesterday. If it's really true that mechitza means straight up a guda, means a wall, bonin es hakosel, then why does it use a lashon in the Mishnah when it says that hashutzer rotzalatz mechitza b'chatzer bonin es hakosel? Once the word mechitza means wall, why would you double up in that? Bonin es hakosel. Bono so me by this. Should say build it, right? Because that's what the word actually means. Elamai plukta. So what do you want to say? It means plukta. It means to split it up. It doesn't mean a wall. But then Yachiv, you have a problem with that lashon also. Sherotzu lasos mechitza. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says that sherotzu lasos mechitza. Why sherotzu lachasos me by this? Shouldn't say they want to make a mechitza. Say they want to split it up, right? So that lashon doesn't make sense either. So the Gemara, no, that's not a problem because kedama inchi tarnavid plukta. Let's go and make a split. In other words, it's a weird way of talking, but it doesn't matter. People talk like that. It's okay. Let's make a split. That's a normal way of speaking. Now, says the Gemara. Okay, hold on 1 second. You want to say that mechitza maybe means that he split it up, which is how we start over in the very top of the page. Lishna achrina is amri savru amai mechitza means plukta. Now, v'ezek re'iyah shmei hezek. If you want to say that hezek re'iyah is takish mehezek, then my area ratsu, afilu lo ratsunami. Why are you saying that if they want to, then they split it, but if they don't want to, then they don't? It seems like it's saying if they don't want it, they don't split it. Then I feel lorotzi nami, because we know hezek ria is called hezek. Just being able to see into someone's property is considered hezek. Like we said, maybe according to the Ramban yesterday, that it's an ayin hara or something like that. Or maybe people are used to working by themselves and it's uncomfortable for them when people are watching them. Therefore, they're going to not work the same amount, the same way, and therefore it's considered hezek. I feel lorotzi nami. If you're saying it's straight, it's considered hezek, even if they don't want to do it, you still have to go and you have to split it. What's going on? No. Mishnah Seinu, talking about a very particular case. Mishain ba din chaluka. When it doesn't have a din chaluka, Rashi explains ches amos lo yachluka. When it's not a total of 8 amos, if you and I are partners and the whole thing is drop less than 8 amos, it's less than 8 amos. So we know that a din chaluka means that when we split it, each of us have at least 4 amos. But in this case, we're talking about a case where you split it, we're not going to have each 4 amos, and therefore you're not mechayev to do in such a case. Vehu deratzu, but that's why the Mishnah says the word ratzu. In this case, they actually talk want to go and do such a thing, and that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Now, says the Gemara, my Kamash Malon. Tosos explains that Afagav the Kamash Malon, the Shmei Hezek. Okay, we understand it's coming to teach me Shmei Hezek, but why is saying such a weird way of speaking, such a case that we're talking about a case when it's a really small place, and that's why we have to say, explain what Ratzu is, etc. But we want to teach the din of Shmei Hezek. We have a Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph, which teaches us basically the same din. And why you got to come up over here with such a weird way of saying it? Just say, even if they have 100 amos, that Shmei Hezek. And even that. So you just say, then why say Ratzu? So don't say the word Ratzu either. And then we'd be fine. My Kamash Malan, Dechi Lesbe Din Chaluka Ki Ratzu Pligi. You want to tell me that when they go ahead and when it's not a Din Chaluka, but they're masking to do so, that they can do such a thing. And that's what, when they want, they can split it. Tanina, but we learned this in the Mishnah Daf Yud Aleph. Amasai, when is it true? When is it true that you don't have to split it up? Bizman Shain Shneim Rotsim, in a time when not both of them want to go and do such a thing. I hope Bizman Shneim Rotsim, when you have a situation and both of them, Taka, want to go and split it, I feel Pachos Mikan Chulkin. And even if it's less than Din Chaluka, you can go and you can split it. So we see, we have that Gemara later on in Daf Yud Aleph. So what exactly are you teaching me over here by bringing it again? So there's a note. Ime Hasam. Listen, if we're going to learn that from over there, Havamina Fila Pachos Mikan, then I would have thought then that Fila Pachos Mikan, that even though we say we're going to split it up, and even if it's smaller than this, B'Mesifa Ba'alma, maybe what it means is that I only have to split up with the Mesifa with some sort of marker, some sort of sign, you know, some sort of sign that it's clear that these are split up. Kamash Malan, Hacha Kosel. Kamash Malan is coming to teach you that it has to be with an actual wall. It can't be with some sort of marking that's going on there, but it's got to be actually with a wall. Okay, now says Gemara. Okay, very good. So you're telling me that our Mishnah is basically telling us the same din it's found in Daf Yud Aleph, but the chizik here is that the chiddush over here, the chizik, the chiddush over here is that. Where are you? That maybe you would have thought if for only you had Aleph that it wouldn't have been a wall. Here it's a wall. So then just teach it then over here. Our Mishnah over here. Felista havalolus nahach. Just teach our Mishnah. You don't have to teach this Mishnah, which is found over there on Daf Yud Aleph. Says Gemara Sefer Tzuchel Inachinami. Really, the only reason why we need the Mishnah over there is for the Sefer. The Reish of it, we don't need to know it here. Vekisvi Hakodesh Afa Bishesh Neim Rotsim Lo Yachloku. What that's talking about in the Mishnah over there is that if you have Kisvi Hakodesh, Rashi explains Sefer Torah Shehu Bekrach Echad Vekach Nevi. They're written in like a parchment, like a Sefer Torah. You and I are partners and they own this thing over here. The din is that you're not allowed to go ahead and afapi, if you both want to go and split it, you're not allowed to do such a thing, right? To split it up, it's not covetic to do such a thing, right? So therefore you can't go and do such a thing. And that's why we brought up this whole, that's why we brought the Mishnah over there. Okay, now, you got a long parenthesis over here, skipping down, going down like 10 lines or so, first one line, after the two dots, but my ukim to the masnisen. So now the Gemara comes and asks the following. How did we establish our Mishnah? We're now explaining according to the Lishna Achrina, like on the very, very top of Dav Gimel says, Lishna Achrina, and that is, right, of Lachzos, that they're splitting it up, and we say that Hezek Ria is Shemei Hezek. So we force them to split, but over here, we need Ratzu, since it's a case of Chatzer She'enbo Din Cha, Din Bo Din Chaluka. So now, says the Gemara. Frakta Gemara. How did you go ahead and set up an establishment? Is talking about b'she'en ba'din chaluka, where it's not eight amos, and e b'she'en ba'din chaluka ki ratzu mayhavu. Frak the Gemara, hold on 1 second. If it's ein ba'din chaluka, and they say ratzu, right? And they say ratzu, so you say I have to do it. Why? Just back up. Just back out in your deal. Why do they have to go and do it? Ki ratzu mayhavu. What is the, what's the chiddush when they say they want to do it? Nahadju bahu, let them go ahead and back out on it. They can't back out. You know why? Because they made a kenyan. And once you make a kenyan, you can't back out from a kenyan. This is a serious business over here. Frankly, what are you talking about? What kind of kenyan they do over here? Kenyan devarim ba'almu. All it is words. They didn't do anything. Rashi says ve'in chalip and konin ela davar hanikne o machor o matana o shibot karkos shehiknin sha kenyan chalalav o metaltlin. But it can't be on this type of deal over here. So what are you talking about that you say that they made a kenyan? Says Gemara, because shkarim yadam beruchos, when they were kona from each other, beruchos, directions. That is, they own the field together, but they didn't own any particular area. They owned all of it together. This is Gemara, zebor lo chelik mizrachi, zebor lo chelik ma'aravi, v'konim yadam me'ata nikne chelik mizrachi leze, v'in leze chelik bo v'chein ashen l'chaveru. So that's what the kenyan that happened over here, and that's why they can't bake out anymore, because they made a kenyan. Ravashi, I'm another answer. We're talking about the case where one goes into his chelik, and he goes, he's machzi, rashes bechelko, rafak ba'purta, v'karka nikne b'chazaka. He worked the land a little bit, and then when he's doing such a thing, it's nikne b'chazaka, achrei sherotzu b'shas chaluka. Right, so you did some sort of work. He did some sort of chazakah. V'zebetoch shelo, v'chzika. This one comes into his, and he is machzik for himself. And therefore, once they make that kenyan over there, they did something to the land. Then they're not able to back out anymore, and that's the case we're talking about over here. We're saying that what it's lachzos means, right? The mechitza means lachzos to split it up. We say shmei hezek. We force them to split once they agree, and because they ain't doing chalukah, they have to mask them to it. And the reason why they can't back out is because they made some sort of kenyan. All right, then we go to the next part of the Mishnah, and that is when we start to actually go to make these walls, how does it work? We say the Shishi Rotel Asas Bechitza Bechatzah Bonus Hakos. So the Mishnah says, Be'emsa, Be'emsa, Makom Shagul Livnos Gevil, when they go and do Gevil, or Gazes, Kfisin, Livenim, Bonim. That's how you have to go and you do it. And we have the different things. We say Gevil, the Gemara is going to say right now, it's a stone that wasn't smooth. Gazes, was smooth. Kfisin, it's half bricks, or Livenim, it's whole bricks, and respectively, it's 6, 5, 4, and 3 Tfachim. That's how they have to do it. If they make it, they split them into two of them. So it's 6 tfachim, it has to be 3 on each one of their properties. Like, you know, as they split it down the middle, each one has it on half of their property, and 5 it's 2.5, 4 is 2, 3 is 1.5. And that is how we do it. So now we're going to break this down. So this is more Gvil, Avnidil, Meshafya. This type of stone called Gvil is one that wasn't smooth type. Guz is after the Meshafya. This is stones that were smoothed out. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Kol Ila Avodim Yikaros Kibidus Guzes. All these are precious stones according to the measure of Guzes, of stones that are planed, that are smoothed out. Kfisin Archi, Kfisin are bricks that are half size bricks. Rashi says, Chatzi Levena. Levenim Livne. And the Levenim are full size bricks. It says, Rashi Shlemus Levena, Laove Hakosel. Now, the Gemara says, how do we know this? How do you know what each one are? We know only from the Pasuk about Guzes. The rest of them, how do we know what they are? And then we're going to challenge, maybe they mean something else. And the Gemara is ultimately going to say, the reason we know it is because Misora. It's a Gemir Gemara. Gvil is stones that weren't smooth. And that the extra tefach, that it's thicker, right, because it's 6 tfachim, right, one more than Guzes, is because the edges that are sticking out because it wasn't smooth. Dilma paga de Guzesu. Maybe really it's only half of a Guzes. Guzes is 5, and maybe this really is 2.5, right? Vahai tefach yisera levena orbehu. And the extra tefach between the two, it ends up being for in between the two that you go and you pour like cement inside. Says Gemara, Kedurin and Kfisin Archi Levenim Livne, because we explained that Kfisin are half bricks and Levenim are full bricks. V'hai Tefach Yisera Levena Orbe. And the extra Tefach that's mentioned is for the spaces between the two sides of the walls in which you go and you put the cement in. Right? The Mishnah says that the walls that are made of the half-sized bricks come out to 4 tfachim wide, and the ones of full bricks are only 3 tfachim wide because they added stuff there. So Amar Leh, he says, according to you, kfisin archi min alan. Where do you know that kfisin are half-size bricks? Right, that we said they're kfisin are half bricks. Where do we know that from? Ela Gemar Gemila. We know because we have a tradition. So Gvil Nami Avni the Lo Mishafia Gemar Gemila. The fact that Gvil is not smooth surface is a tradition we have. We could have some look at it the opposite way. I'm the Rav Acha Bred the Rav Avia the Rav Ashi Mimai the Haik Kisik Kfisin Archinin. How do you know that Kfisin that we said are the four Tfachim? It's the half bricks. Then with the half bricks, v'hai tefach yisera levena orbe, and that the extra tefach is for the spaces in between the two walls where they go and they pour the cement. Dilma mai kfisin, maybe what kfisin is avni delomachafin. Maybe it's the bricks that aren't smoothed out. V'hai tefach yisera lemorcha karnesin, and it's talking about the edges that are sticking out. Okay, the meaning gvil avni delomachafin, because we say that gvil means stones that were not smoothed out. Gaz is avni dimashapin, and gaz means one that were smoothed out. V'hai tefach yisera to lemorcha karnesa, and the extra tefach of the thickness of the wall of gvil comes out of gvil is because of the edges that are sticking out. Says Gemara, Amar Lei, v'litamech, according to you, gvil avni dilo mashapim anon. How do we know that these are stones that are not smoothed out? El Gemara Gemila, this is a tradition we have. Hachanam here too, Gemara Gemila. We have a Gemara Gemila. We have a tradition that goes and tells us. Okay, so now Amar Abaye, we're going to learn this out. Shema Mina. What do we see? What do we learn? We learn from this that we're going to see particularly. Right, that we learned to the Mishnah, which is v'nafka mina l'makabel alav livnos kosa l'chavero. We're going to learn out that when we have a wall of the half bricks, the kfisin, they have to be one tefach thicker than the wall of full ones, so they're levenim, right? Levenim is three tefachim, kfisim is four tefachim, and it's only half bricks. Kol b'nei orbe tefach, which means that between the two sides of a wall of the half bricks that you pour the stuff is going to be a tefach. And like we said, Rashi points out, what's the nafkamina? Nafkamina is makaba lovenus kosel chaver. If you accept upon yourself, you're going to build a wall for your friend, how you have to go and you have to build it. It's like this. Now, hani mili betina. This is only talking about when you're making this cement that goes in between it, you're making it out of tina, out of mud, which really attaches nicely. Aval, berichsa ba'itfe. But when you're dealing with, Rashi says, Richsa is the type of thing you're attaching with avonim dakos, with little stones, the little pieces of rock and mud, then you need more than a tefach because it doesn't attach so well. So in our Mishnah, we're talking about the first type, which is better. V'kedamri, some people say, hani mili b'richsa, that these words are, they're going to make the width of the empty space to be a tefach. Is only when you're dealing with it as little rocks and mud. You wouldn't need so much because it attaches a lot stronger, right? So according to this, the Mishnah's case, they're using the craftier type of stuff. So now, frek the Gemara. Now we didn't get to discuss how tall this wall has to be. We're going to see right now, we're talking about a wall which is four amos tall. Remember, we're talking about Hezekria, so we have to make sure that we're blocking that you can't see what's going on over there. So that's Gemara Lemaimer, the Guzzes. Do you want to say that when it comes to Guzzes, right, because we said by Guzzes that it's got to be five tfachim, two and a half in each are giving up of their space over there. Lemaimer the Guzz, the chol arba amos gova, for every four amos that it's high, yava pusi achamsha, then if there's five wide, kai, then it's going to be good. And he low kai, and if not, that it's not going to stand. Rashi says, I mean, the what's the shot that's going on over there? The fact that it has to be tall, four, and we're saying by Gaza, it's got to be five. That sounds like it's a ratio of like building structure, that if it's five wide, and the five tefachim wide, then you'll be able to stand for four amos high. But, which means that, yeah, if you put sechamshe, if you were, then it would be good. But if not, then it wouldn't work over here if you'd have less than that amount. If you look at Rashi points out when it says lemeimer the begaz etc. It says kedetnabes nisin begaz is ze no sent tefachaim emechsav ze no sent tefachaim emechsav. We said with the comes to gazes, each one gives two and a half of their space, which comes to a total of five. Vekatani seifa, and we say in the seifa that mechayvin this on daf hey, when we go and we bring it out the Mishnah over there, it says mechayvin osa livnos Nevdosa adal an amas has to be a 4 amas tall. Alavi chesbon zeh legova shmona. Then if you have a height of 8, then you'd have to double because you double the height. You have to double the width of the base of it as well. So yudfachim rochav, right? Ilo lokoi v'ha ama traxin. But hold on 1 second. We have the ama traxin, which was Rashi says it was a wall that separated between the heichal and the kodesh kedoshim. And we know that how tall was it? It was 30 amas tall. If it was 30 amas tall, what was the width of it? Only 1 ama. Right, so I'm a traxin. The have a gavot losin. I'm hosa. Velo haya. Velo have a pusiela shis pushri. It was only 6 tfachim. It was only 6 tfachim. What did I say before? Yeah, there was an ama. Right? It was only 6 tfachim wide. Vikam, but it was able to go ahead and to stand. But according to the ratio that we said before, it clearly should be more than that, right? If it's 4 amos and we just went to 30, that's it's more. Multiply it. Work out the math, right? So it's 6 times 7, 6.5 times whatever it is to do as well. Kevin Deika says, "Going no. Kevin Deika tefach yisera kai. Since there's an extra tefach, therefore the amatruxen will be able to go ahead and to stand strong like a bull. 5 tfachim will get you to 4 amos, but when you get 6 tfachim, then it gets you much higher." Says Gemara, "Make the sheni my time in law over the amatraxin."
Bayis sheni was taller than Bayis Rishon. Now we just said that if you have over there that it was 6 tfachim wide, that you're able to go and stand for very high. So why is it they didn't do it all together over there? Kikai says, and for the Gemara, kikai betlosin kai. Even though the amatraxin was 6 tfachim, it only went to 30 amas, tfei lokai. But it's not able to get higher than that. So since it was higher, it went to 40 in the Bayis Sheni, where they weren't able to do it. It says Gemara, uminon dehava gavoa tfei. But how do you know that the Heichal in Bayis Sheni was actually taller than Bayis Rishon? Because the Pasuk says in Chagai, gadol yekvod ha-bayis. Is that Achon min ha-Rishon? It was taller than Achon Rishon. Rav Shmuel of Amar Lei, Varmer La Rav Yochanan Rebbe Lazar, Chad Amar Ve-Binyan, one said that it was in terms of the Binyan, that the height of the heichal was taller by 10. V'chadam, the other one says, beep, turn the page, that it means bishadim in years. Now this Bayis Sheni was 420 years, Bayis Rishon was only for 410 years. And it's like Rashi, Bayis Rishon amud, dalad minas v'esher, Bayis Sheni dalad minas v'esher. V'isa laha, v'isa laha, and this is true, and that's true, meaning that there's not a machlokas over here. Second one was taller and it went for longer. Says the Gemara, but hold on 1 second. In Bayis Sheni also, let's make sure we have this amatraxin. It's obviously a chosh of a thing to make the separation over here. So let's go and make this. Never tlos an amen begin. Let's make 30 amos. V'idach nebid paroches. And then the top 10, well, then you make it a paroches. Like, why getting rid of it altogether? Because it can't reach to such a height. Let's at least do it partially. Says Gemara, ki koi tlosin amhosa nami agav tikra maziva havakoi. But lo tikra maziva lo havakoi. Now, even this amatruxin was 30 amas tall, it was 6 tfachim wide. It was because of the fact the ceiling and the maziva and the plaster, was sitting upon it, was sitting up on it. And therefore, it was the weight of that would hold it to be able to stay still. But in Bayis Sheni, where the ceiling went to 40 amas above the floor, then it wasn't able to go and reach onto it, right? Without the Tugmanzer, lo havakai, it wouldn't be able to stand like that. 11 ma de efser b'binyan. Okay, let's try to do whatever we can, right? Okay, maybe you can't get a 30 amas, but something. 11 idach paruchas. The rest of it would do paruchas. Why is it we get rid of amatraxin altogether? Amar Abaye Gemire, because we learned. This is a tradition that this idea is ikulu b'binyan, ikulu b'paruchas. It's got to be either completely built up with like stone or with whatever it is, or it's got to be entirely with paruchas. So it's going to be ikulu b'binyan mimikdash. That we split between the two, that the separation was straight up Kulba Binyan, and that was by Bayis Sheni, where it was set up the Kodesh Mekodesh Kedoshim, E Kulba Parochas, Mishkan. We're learning from the Mishkan over there, the whole thing was a Parochas.
Now, okay, now, it was a normal thing that back in the day, that what they used to do is they would want those walls to be stronger. How would they do it? They would put some sort of lime that was on top of it. And we wanted to know, when we're talking about the thickness over here, is the same, was included in that as well. Hain v'sidan is when the width of these things over here, these different stone walls, are they talking about them in the plastering or dumahain balusin? They're talking about without their plastering, right? So it ended up being a drop more than it says. It makes sense to say that it means both of them. Everything it means without its plaster, let the Mishnah say the also how much plaster has to be put over there. So we'll know how much it's going to be. It must be. That's a with hain v'sidon. It's talking about with their sidon. It's talking about low, not a rag. Remember, we're talking about with it, without its sidon, without its plaster. And since it doesn't reach a tefach, lo tani. Therefore, it doesn't. Hain below sidon. And since it's not a tefach, the Mishnah didn't decide to say it, that amount. And yeah, right. Okay, good. Ve'ha katani, ay, frek the gemori. But we know that we mentioned things that are less than a tefach. Ve'ha katani, be'levenim, zeno sein tefach o'mechsa, v'zeno tefach o'mechsa, right? We see that we go and you do that. So what do you see? That there are fractions that are mentioned over here. And therefore, maybe it should mention also the idea of the sid. Now, hasam chazi l'srufin. Over there, you're adding them together, right? When you put them together, like 1.5, and 1.5 comes to 3, 2.5, 2.5 comes to 5. So therefore, they don't mention things that are less than that. Tachima wa 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 wa. Hakore she'amru, the kore, the beam that they spoke about. This is a Mishnah way back, throwback to Irvin. Holy moly. And we had a Mishnah that spoke about right before this one that if you want to go and fix it for what's known as a mavoi, to be able to carry stuff inside the mavoi on Shabbos, so you either put a korah or you have to put a lechi. Korah is a beam that you put up across the entrance to the mavoi over here. And now we're talking about the different the different things having to do with it, and how wide it has to be. So it says, "Hakorah she'armu rachba kedei lekabel riach." It's be wide enough that it's able to handle in a riach. A riach, we said, is a half size brick. V'ariach chatzi levena shel shlosha tefachim, and a half size brick is as wide as full size brick of 3 tefachim. So what do you see? The width measurement of Mishnah don't mention the concept of the plastering. I says I'm a gimot tefachim to katani legabim asis legabim levenim. Because the katani zeno sein tefachim mechsa v'zeno sein tefachim mechsa hein below sidon kamer tal levena lechudash tefachim when levena by itself is 3 tefachim. Says the Gemara, hold on 1 second. This is just the opposite. This is that Mishnah Irvin is giving us a raya that the plaster is included. Hasam b'rav rivasa over there in Irvin, it's talking about large bricks which are 3 tefachim wide without the plaster. Dekanami, you can also figure that up, the Katani shall shlosha tefachim, because the Mishnah says that it's 3 tefachim, which means to say that there must be smaller ones than that. Our Mishnah is talking about the smaller bricks, and the fact that it reaches 3 tefachim, it means talking about that it has the sit, that it sit on it, it has the actual stuff on it, shma mina, that it's included in our measurements. Okay, zuck the next part of the Gemara. Fascinating idea of Yaramur of Chista. Lo listor enesh beit kinishta. You're not allowed to go and destroy a beit kinesis. Break it down. Atche bani beit kinishta achrizi. Unless you have another beit kinesis ready to go. Ikadami mishum pshusa. Some say that it's because of negligence. So what happens if you go and you leave it? Rashi's gedilma misme onesu pishiv a lo bani achrizi. Something's going to happen. You're going to build another one. Ikadami mishum tsluye. And some say no, because you need a place to go and daven. Rashi says calls my while you're going, you're building it, you need another place to go daven, and therefore you have to make sure you have another one ready to go. What's the difference between the two of them? Well, the difference between them is that let's say there's another place to go and daven, that's not a shul, then maybe you're able to go and do it, but if the whole issue is because of Shia, then you wouldn't be able to do it. Mereim HaRezuja would destroy and build a new a summer base shul during the winter. They would destroy and build a new winter shul during the summer, right? Because they had another place to go and daven over there. Therefore, they're allowed to go and destroy it right away. Which goes according to the second pshat that we said. Amar le Ravina Ravashi Gavazusi Umachse Mai.
What happened if they collected the money and they've deposited ready to go out to build it? What's the din over there? You have the money over there. Can you go and destroy it? Or are you worried that maybe something's gonna happen, you're gonna lose the money? Amar le, he said back to him, listen, not going to help you. Dilma say a little pigeon for you. Maybe what's going to happen is going to be after, you know, redeem someone who gets captives. And if you have a loan, you're going to give up the money, and then you're not going to have the shul. So you can't destroy it until you have another shul that's already built. Okay. Shrige livne v'hadre v'hudre umachse k'shure. If you have bricks that are stacked up, and you have all these different building materials that are ready to go, and the beams are there. Maya, what's going to be in such a case? Is that enough? Amalei says, "Zim the rest of it, little pigeon shuin." Again, you have pigeon shuin. You have to redeem captives. Mizabdim, you have the little. You're going to go and you're going to sell this stuff in order to get the money to pay it off. So if we have to have this ready, if that's really true. If you build an army, then you've built the shul, right? Don't destroy the other one because maybe you're going to have to go and sell it in order to get money for a pigeon shuyin. If that's your whole thing you're worried about. Amalei says, so no. Diras say de inche lo mizabni. People don't sell their diras, the thing that they have already ready over here. So if you have it, that it's just the materials or the money, whatever it is, that's not good enough. You have to have the actual structure. Got to be already built. And if it's already built, then we're not worried about it. V'lo amrun ela delo chazibatiu. And when is this true? This isser about going ahead and destroying it is only when cracks are not seen in the old one. Aval chazi, hey, tuya, if you see that there's cracks over there, maybe it's going to break down. Then sussy, buddy, you know, you go and you destroy it right away because chalila can, you know, kill someone. And then you're going to start rebuilding. Kihadra Vashi. Chazabi Tiyua be Kinishta de Masta Machasia. He saw there were these cracks in the shul by Masa Machasia and Sasa. He made sure to destroy it. And then he brought his bed over there, right, to make sure people are going to get involved with it right away. Velo Afke Ad Mesakin Le Shmichen. And he didn't remove there until they go ahead and they attached everything together. Only with the very end of the whole process, right? Marbazin, they had to make sure that they finished everything, and only then did he finally leave. Ubava ben Buta. Now, Ubava ben Buta, heichi asmi le itzel hurdus la mister le beis hamikdash. How could it be that Ubava ben Buta came along and he gave advice to Herod to go and destroy the beis hamikdash and then go and rebuild it? V'hamer of Chista, lo listerin ishe bei kinishta ad banei bei kinishta achrita. You can't go and destroy the Beis Knesses until you build another one that's right over there. So how can Bava ben Buta go and say to do what he did? We don't know the story yet, but we're going to speak about it. So you buy same one answer is tiyua chazabei. Maybe he saw that there was a tiyua, that there was a crack going on over there, and therefore you have to go and destroy it. But same another answer is malchusa shiny. When you're dealing with a malchus, you're dealing with a kingdom, dealing with a king. That's a different story over here. You don't go. It's different. Delo hadrabei, because he's not going to go and back out on that which he says he's going to do. Right? He's got mad cash. He'll take care of it. Damar Shmuel iomer malchusa a karna ture. If he says I'm going to uproot mountains, he's going to uproot the mountains, and he's not going to go back out on what he said he's going to do. So Herod is nothing's going to stop him from rebuilding it. It's above Buta. It's okay for him to go and say such a thing. Now, where do we find this? What's the storyline over here? We're at least going to start the story now of Herod, and he's the one who rebuilt. He was built by Sheni. It's a crazy story over here. Really, he was a slave. And he ended up becoming the king. The Gemara says, "Hordos avda de beis chashmonai hava." And he was a slave by the chashmonaim. This is the ones that by the whole story of Hanukkah. And nasa neiv biosa tinokas. He put his eyes on this particular girl. There was a girl that was from the family of the chashmonaim. And the reason he wanted to go and marry her to get himself out of being a slave. Yom echad shama bas kol adamer. You heard there was a basko that came out, heavenly voice, and it said that yom echad shamei la bas kol. Right, take the word Hugava, and Baskola da Amr call out the Morid Hashta Matzach. Any ever that goes and rebels and revolts right now, he's going to be successful. So what do you do? Kam Katlinu Lekulu Marbasa. He goes and he killed all of his masters that day, and Vishari Lahi Yenuksa be left over.
this young girl because he wanted to go marry her. Kichaz is ahi enuksa de kabali leminsa. When this girl saw she wanted to marry him, slikna leigru, she went and climbed up to the roof. Ramakalo amra, she raised her voice and she yelled, "Kol man da asiva amar mebeis chashmonoi kosiana." Anyone who goes and yells out and says, "I come from the house of chashmonoim," right? In other words, I'm a descendant of it. You should all know right now that Avdahu, this person is an Eved, because it's so sheker, can't be. Why is that? Because there's nobody left over from the family of Chashmonaim except for me. And me, myself, this woman, I'm falling, I'm jumping off the roof over here, so you don't have no sheikhs. So this is what she does. She killed it. She died. He covered her whole body in honey to keep her, and he kept her for 7 years. He could Amri Ba'ala, some say that he was with her, and he could Amri Lo Ba'ala, some say that he wasn't with her. Amri Lo Ba'ala, the one said that he was with her, had the Tamana Lusubi Lisa. The reason why he did that is in order to be involved with the Yezar. Amri Lo Ba'ala, they didn't hide the Tamana, the reason why he kept her, so people could say, Bas Melech Nasif, I married a Bas Melech, and therefore I became the king because I married the daughter of kings. Okay, my friends, we are going to continue on with this story, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. But until then, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.